iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast.
Hey, I'm Jonah Hill.
Hello everyone, I'm Russell Brand. You're listening to our Celebrity Playlist Podcast here on iTunes. You're using your ears, the vibration travel through your ears into your brain. Then you interpret the information into language.
You can see our new film, Get Him to the Greek, in theaters June 4th.
Which is also my birthday.
My first song that I chose for my Celebrity Playlist is I'm Waiting for the Day, mono version by the Beach Boys. This is off of Pet Sounds and is a really sad and beautiful song, and I appreciate how sad the material of the song is. I really enjoy the fact that it's a really happy sounding song. The Beach Boys are always very happy sounding, but a song like this, the subject material is very sad. It's about a guy who starts dating a girl who's just been screwed over by a guy that she loved, and he knows she's still in love with him, and he's just waiting for the day that she could actually love him and stop loving the guy that screwed her over. So pretty heartbreaking, good breakup music or sad music, but to a really happy melody.
But when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
First song I've selected is Red Right Hand by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The reason I like it is because I think it's a cinematic piece of music. It makes me think of Satan returning to the earth, looming for all of our souls, approaching, getting closer. And when you think of the economic crisis and the nature of decline and the way that materialism shrouds our beautiful souls in a fog of plasticity, this song seems like it's scoring that notion. Plus, Nick Cave is, I think, like possibly a genius. I don't know, I've not met him, just judging from his work. But like, I was once in a room with him doing this celebrity karaoke. I was hosting it, and he'd done a version of Destiny Child's Bootylicious, and he really likes Bootylicious. And I thought, I like that he likes Bootylicious. Bootylicious, this is how it went.
Body's too bootylicious, baby. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready
like that. And I thought, this is weird that this is happening. So that made me like him all the more. But the song, Red Right Hand, I think it has emphatic passion to it. Like.
Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it on. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. Your one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
The next song I chose is Professor Booty by the Beastie Boys. That is off of Check Your Head. And Check Your Head is one of my favorite albums of all time. Like Pet Sounds, the album before it. And the Beastie Boys are just pretty much my heroes. They should be your heroes. They're the coolest. And this song, when I remember I was probably around 10 or 11, and I probably listened to this song every day of my life for about 3 years. And just know every breath and syllable of it. It's an amazing song.
Pirate treasure.
Well, I think it's booty. Booty, that's what it is.
Yes, I got more bounce in the fucking bump, and then you wanna know why? Because I'm motherfucking chunking, I'm in the pocket just like Rainy T. Got some prize a piece, so you don't have to wait. Cause I'm a master blaster, picking up the Shasta. My voice sounds sweet cause it has
to. Love by Jimi Hendrix. I've chosen it because I think it's a very romantic song, and I like to hear Jimi Hendrix singing about love as opposed to hedonism and decadence, you know, which he often does, and loss of self through transcendence and music and stuff. I like hearing him talk about love in a much more conventional way, but even that has an element of psychedelia going through the mind of Hendrix. It has a particular pertinence in my mind, at least on accounts of when I was listening to it a lot recently. It was because I was falling in love and I was in prison in Louisiana, Angola State Jail. Not as a convict, I was simply there making a documentary film. But I was running in the grounds of this prison listening to Jimi Hendrix and knowing that I hadn't asked permission to be running on the grounds. It's a massive, massive prison. I thought, if these people see me, particularly when I sometimes pause to go to the toilet, they may kill me thinking I'm an escaped convict. Although I did look different from most of the convicts on the basis of race and hairstyle. These are two things that distinguish me. So Bold as Love, I like it because it's Hendrix thrusting with love in a psychedelic whirl that only he can produce.
The next song I chose is Elephant Gun by Beirut. Beirut is a great band. The guy, the lead singer's name is Zach. I think Zach Condon. I might be wrong about that, but I think his name is Zach. He's great, and the whole band's great. And this is my favorite one of their songs. It's off an EP. It's not on, I don't think it's on his, any of the albums, but it's maybe... It could be up there with God Only Knows for me as one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. I think it's so, it's just a really pretty song. If you're in the mood to listen to just a beautiful song, I would check it out.
The Importance of Being Idol by Oasis. The reason I like The Importance of Being Idol by Oasis is because I like it when Noel does vocals. I like Noel's general way. And I like that it's, you know, it's not off the first two albums. And once Noel Gallagher sang it directly into my face while I was on stage with him doing like a, I used to do a radio show and Noel used to come on it a lot. And it, we did a live gig and he sang it into my face. And it was very, it was sort of beautiful, but also awkward to have someone singing into your face because you don't know what expression to do with your own face while it's going on. I went for just nodding and smiling. I also like the video of the song with Reese fans, and I like the mood of the song. It's just sort of like a, it's whimsical. It's nice to hear Noel being whimsical as opposed to, you know, aggressive and flippant. So that's why I like this song. The next song I chose is Over by Drake. This is Drake's new single. I think you're all going to be hearing who this guy is if you don't already. He's, you know, blowing up pretty big right now, and he's awesome. I mean, he's the best hip-hop artist out right now, new MC that I am listening to, and I just think this guy has it all. I think he's going to be – he has big commercial appeal, and he still has credibility with – people that really love and respect hip-hop. I think he's just a talented dude, and I think he's bringing it right now. I think he deserves his respect. And he was also on Degrassi, and that's pretty cool. If you can be on Degrassi and then blow up and be a credible, huge hip-hop star, I think you got what it takes. You're the man. So this is Over by Drake.
What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes.
Soul Love by Bowie, I like it because of the sort of androgynous crescendo and power that's evident in a lot of David Bowie's music. This one, though, makes me feel that, like, David Bowie makes it feel like it's okay to be sort of a peculiar man-woman thing, that there's some sort of potency in androgyny, that it's all right to not be of this earth, that it's okay to be partly from space, at least, you know? Bowie, it makes me feel invigorated and excited in a way that is quite physical and visceral.
Love so strong, it tears their hearts to hours of morning. Love is careless in its choosing, creeping over cross and daily. Love descends on those defenseless. Give me a love of a spark.
Next song I chose is The Sun Shines Down on Me by Daniel Johnston. Daniel Johnston is one of my favorite artists and musicians, and there's a great documentary about him called The Devil and Daniel Johnston, which I highly recommend checking out if you haven't seen it. And it's a really, I mean, his music is just very, very raw and emotional. And he's just incredible, and it's a great song.
The sun shines down. I'm walking down that empty road, but it ain't empty now because I'm on it. And I'm getting closer to a hope that I can carry and take home with me when the sun.
The next song that I'd like to pick is California Girls. Not by the Beach Boys, no, but my girlfriend, Katy Perry, because I love her, and because it's going to be out at this time, and I've heard it, and it's fun and jaunty. It's got Snoop Dogg doing a rap on it. You won't be using this till that information's out there anyway. And so it's I think it's a lovely, jaunty song. Plus, I told her I was doing this today, and I felt like that if I then didn't name one of her songs, it would look like I was disloyal. Like, if she had to do a thing where it's like, oh, name your favourite comedians, and I weren't one of them, I would not be happy about that. It would affect our relationship. So, for the good of my relationship, and for the good of music, Katy Perry, California Girls. Although it does have tremendous spirit and tremendous fun, which I think is what she encapsulates as an artist.
Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katy, my lady.
Yeah.
Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California.
The next song I chose is The World May Never Know by Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog is an incredible band out of Philadelphia. If you haven't heard their music, please look into it. They are truly unique and original, and they're just fantastic. Every one of their albums is good. Dr. Dog, it almost sounds like it was recorded in like the 50s or something. It's really lo-fi recording stuff, and seriously, check them out if you haven't. They're my favorite right now. They're my favorite new band.
This next song, Nowhere Fast by The Smiths. I love this because Morrissey and The Smiths, for me, they midwifed me from the anxiety and isolation of childhood and into a feeling of self-acceptance in adulthood. The reason I particularly like Nowhere Fast is because of the humour. One of the common misconceptions about Morrissey, Morrissey is miserable. He's not. He's like the funniest person in the world. Nowhere Fast, I think, is really funny because of like the line, if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. Things do go by. That, for example, is the sound of a siren. You live on planet Earth. There are other noises. Welcome. Yeah, so I like Morrissey. I like The Smiths. And I like the humour that he brings to his music. And this song is about escaping a small town and the possibility of transforming your life. Nowhere Fast by The Smiths.
It's such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy.
The next song I chose is AM180 by Granddaddy. Granddaddy isn't another awesome band that you should know about. This is my favorite song of theirs. I listen to it constantly, and it's always on my playlist, you know, when I'm driving around or whatever.
But I'd be fine wasting our time not doing anything here. Just doing nothing.
The This next song is The Delaney by The Libertines. I like it because I can't think of a track since, like, you know, sort of post-punk trank that has such raw energy in it. And Pete Doherty and Carl Barat, I think, like, you know, they create some wonderful music together. I'm really happy that they're working together again. And as I said, I think there's just an excitement, this sort of a disposable sense of fun, angels with dirty faces, raw Englishness to this music that makes me sort of proud to be English and makes me think that, yeah, the rock and roll isn't dead, that it continues, that it's not just now endless tribute acts to bygone genres. It's sort of a punk song with a modern take, and I think it's, you know, like, you can hear that they're having fun, and it's infectious, and it makes you have fun with them.
Cafe over and sit back, fish up, fish for Annie. Yeah, you enjoy the company. Get your loads of bell, exactly to you mean alone. Keep me alone, drums and roll. Better loop on the old banjo. Said no, no, no. And he said yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe, maybe, maybe.
The next song I chose is "You Playin' Yourself." It's actually called "You Playin' Yourself" by J. Rue the Damager. I think I was never meant to pronounce the title of this song, and I'm sure if J. Rue the Damager heard this, he'd be furious at me by butchering the title of the song "You Playin' Yourself." But J. Rue is the man. I love hip hop, and he's one of my favorite hip hop artists. And this song is timeless and classic.
With all that big Willie talk, hot, you're playing yourself. With all that big gun talk, bop, you're playing yourself. With all that rah rah rah, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. With all that rah rah rah, you're playing yourself. With all that big gun talk, bop, you're playing yourself. With all that big Willie talk, hot, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Now these ladies is looking pretty from city to city. I refined a few I met.
Morrissey, First the Gang to Die. I like this because You Are the Quarry signified a return of form for Morrissey. It was the first great Morrissey album, some would say, since Voxel and I. I like all of Morrissey's stuff, but, like, I really like the song First of the Gang to Die because it's sort of fun, and it's sort of somehow, I don't know, like, in content it's Hispanic, and it was an acknowledgement of, like, his that whole Mexican love of Morrissey thing that's going on. And it's nice to hear him coming up with a melody that's catchy and jaunty. And I think you know, for me, I like the content of it. I like the such a silly boy, the non-judgmental, humorous quality. Once again, I don't know how Morrissey's got this reputation for being miserable when he's clearly the sort of one of the most humorous people working in music.
And you're standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, the first of the gang to die. Such a silly boy, Hector was the first of the gang with a gun.
The last song I chose is White Sky by Vampire Weekend. I love Vampire Weekend. I think they're amazing. I'm so happy they've found success because I think they're just a great band, and it's good for bands like them to be successful. And I think they're probably tied with, I think Dr. Dog, Beirut, and Vampire Weekend are all share a three-way tie of my favorite bands out right now producing new music. So it's just a great tune. I think all their stuff is worth checking out.
Been on the second floor, but Richard Serra's kid.
Song I'd like to select is Just Say Yes by Infant Sorrow, but actually written by Jarvis Cocker from Pulp. The reason I like this song is because I sing it. I think that I influenced me into becoming a musician earlier on that day. That is quite bad to select one song from your girlfriend and one song from you when there's all of the world's music from Beethoven to Vampire Weekend via The Cramps, and I've gone me, but also, you know, I've got to promote this film, Get Him to the Greek, that I'm in, and this song is in that film, and I directed the video for it, and it was really, really good fun. Plus Jarvis Cocker, he's brilliant. I would have chosen another Pulp song, Trees, Common People, something like that, but why not have this one? Because it's, you know, it's like, imagine all Pulp songs but with yourself singing them. That's right, this one, Just Say Yes.
I'm a dangerous substance, addictive as hell. I'm hooked on your woman as if you can't tell. So snort me and chase me or swallow me whole. Or take me up your ass if that's the way you wanna go. Mother Mary, marijuana, Uncle Charlie, top banana.
Hey, I'm Jonah Hill. I play Aaron Green in the film Get Him to the Greek. And this movie is a total weekend, go see with all your friends, you know, or date movie. It's really energetic and fun. It's like a road movie. It's a rock and roll movie. You really get to see behind the scenes of what it's like to be a normal person and hang out with a rock star, all the good and bad, all the light and fun and darkness that comes along with that. And my character kind of represents the audience because I'm just this normal guy who works at a record company getting thrown into the crazy world of this off the wagon insane rock star.
So like for me, like playing a rock star, and I've never done that, playing a rock star is like a fulfillment of my early childhood showing off. And the movie, I think, and like, you know, from my knowledge of the music industry, and Puffy, who has more knowledge of the music industry than me, reckons it's very, very authentic, you know. It's got sort of a good decadence to it, good sense of sort of colour and vibrancy, but also this sort of a dark underbelly. Well, thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed our Celebrity Playlist podcast on iTunes.
Thank you for listening, and I appreciate that. And you can see our new film, Get Him to the Greek, in theaters June 4th.
iTunes Celebrity Playlist Podcast.